18. What about February? Well, we'll start off with Chris on the mat. We'll talk more about the Raw 25 show, John Cena and Nikki Bella, the soap opera that was and still is. We talk a little bit about the Super Bowl with Zayn, the road to WrestleMania, Brock Lesnar, Impact Wrestling, and John Cena's shoes. It's all in February, the best of 2018. Turnbuckle Trash.
It's Chris on the match.
I'm lost for words.
The original trash head, Chris Evans.
The guy didn't get cracked open. He wasn't really wrestling.
Chris
on the mat.
You can make people sit their butts in those seats. Your box office.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
You're changing your Depends over to diapers.
We're joined today with Chris Evans, Chris on the mat, big wrestling fan. And Chris, first off, what did you think of Raw 25th anniversary?
Well, that was the biggest sleeping pill that I've ever had with the 25th anniversary of Raw. So I don't know. I mean, you bring all these people back for the 25th anniversary and you have people come out and just wave and you have poker. Okay. Yeah. That really? This is it?
Yeah.
And you have the Undertaker's promo, which didn't make a bit of sense.
No, it didn't, did it?
Are you back? Are you going to go against somebody? Or you're just saying, hi, I'm here.
Hello.
Hello, that's it. Did you know how much the price of those tickets were when they went to the old Manhattan Center?
Oh, how much?
$800.
I don't think so.
$800.
Let me ask you a question, Chris, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Injuries are starting to pop up their ugly head again with the injury of Paige. And then on Monday Night Raw this past week, they did the angle where Jason Jordan had a neck injury. So what does that do now? You've got Dean Ambrose out. They had a good thing with the Revival of the Shield. Then they bring in Jason Jordan to team up with Seth Rollins. And now Jason Jordan's going to be out. Seth is kind of out in the cold. He's been teaming with Roman again a little bit. And I've been reading that at some of the other events, he's going to be teaming with Finn Balor. What are they trying to accomplish with all this? Why don't they just say, okay, Seth, you're going to go solo right now? So,
well, that's what they need to do with Seth. I mean, I liked him better as a heel than I do a babyface right now. Seth Rollins is one of the best workers that the WWE has. I mean, he's a good talk on the mic. He's good. He's an in-ring good performer. But here's a question for you. If Jason Jordan, if he's out and he's got a neck injury, wouldn't they want to use that as a storyline, like father, like son?
I never thought of that. Yeah, that might be in the future.
Yeah, I thought about that. It's like, okay, they're going to use this as a storyline, like father, like son.
Yeah. What's the matter? You got weak neck genes or something there, Kurt?
I don't know. These guys are just, they're dropping like flies.
I go back to what Zayn says one time. They work about 300 nights out of the year. And maybe that's just too hard on the bodies. You know, maybe they should try to cut them back to 250 and then let, you know, a couple of them rest when they're on tour. You know, just do something better with their house shows. To let these guys let their bodies heal just a little bit in between some matches and some nagging injuries. I'm wondering if Zayn isn't right about making sure that they need to get this situation a little bit better handled. I don't know what the answer is, but they really need to be looking at that. So
these guys go through and ladies go through way too much physical attributes that they have, but I mean, think about it. You and me, we couldn't get in that ring and try what they do. Heck, NFL stars that have gone in there have said that they're more athletic than the regular NFL player. Uh-huh. Lawrence Taylor, when he was in WrestleMania, they said that he was almost on oxygen after he got done with Bam Bam Bigelow. But think about it. These guys, they're on the road. They have to do with nagging injuries. They just need some time off. But with the way Vince is right now, he just pushes and pushes and pushes these people. I'm surprised that there's not more wrestlers that are out right now than a couple.
You had Sasha Banks again against Asuka. And Sasha was doing a dive in between the ropes at Asuka. And the spot didn't work.
If you did notice, when she went to go do the front kick, she missed Sasha within a mile. There was just air. When I saw it, I cringed and I went, oh my gosh. I know how that feels. I've done that in martial arts before. I'm surprised Sasha didn't do any severe damage when she dove through those ropes. Mm-hmm. But then here comes Mick Foley with his arms out going, please don't do that again.
Don't do that, Sasha. Oh, come on,
Mick. Are you supposed to be Mr. Rogers now? Come on, now. It's a beautiful day in your neighborhood. Have a baseball bat while you're at it. Come on, dude.
Okay, Mrs. Page, make sure you put on your jacket now, maybe a little sweater.
Yeah, put him in that, and then he said, okay, now, boys and girls, this is how you wrap a barbed wire around a baseball bat. Now show me how you do this again.
Yes, Mr. Sacco. Yes, look. Yeah. He's going to be our neighbor.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Could you see him going to the land of make believe? No.
Oh, no.
Mr. Sacco helped.
Mr. Sacco helped. All right.
Turnbuckle Trash fans, you can stay in the ring with us by following us on Facebook and clicking that like button on our Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash. Or you can follow us on Twitter, at Turnbuckle Trash. And in case you got any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email us at WPFpod@gmail.com. Again, that's WPFpod@gmail.com.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
The greatest wrestler in the history of wrestling? He was so good that he wore an outfit with the words fair play written across it. Like, I'm so good, I don't even need the cheek to beat you. It's kind of my idol.
You're changing your Depends over to diapers.
I sentenced them to deletion.
Depends over to diapers.
Delete.
Go ahead.
Did you hear John Cena was on the Today Show this week? And he was talking about his engagement with Nikki Bella, because evidently on Total Bellas or Total Divas or whatever that show is being called now.
Isn't marriage all about sacrifice?
It's about time John starts making some.
So we really want to call this off?
I think in relationships you have highs and lows.
Sure.
And that was an extreme low.
Wow.
And you have two choices. You either jump ship and start a new relationship, or move forward and try to work through it. And we're going to move forward and try to work through it.
You have two people that their lives are all jumbled up between the WWE and real life. And it's like what Ric Flair said. He's, how many times has that man been married? Six times that man has been married. He said that wrestling and marriage don't go hand in hand. It just doesn't work. It doesn't matter if you're in the same profession. It doesn't work.
We wanted to wish the Big Show. He had that hip surgery, and actually he was supposed to be back by now, and he caught an infection in that, I guess they were putting in some metal parts into his hip. I don't know if it was a partial hip replacement, I think. And he got an infection, and that is so, so dangerous, especially when you're talking about hip replacement surgery. Be down again for quite a while. I don't know if he'll ever come back, to be honest with you. So anyway, that's neither here nor there.
You sent me an email this week, you know, of some things that's been going on in the industry. And who's Rob Gronkowski? I'm sorry, maybe people are going to make fun of me, but I don't watch football. So
Juice will make fun of you.
I don't care. Juice can make fun of me all he wants.
Rob Gronkowski of the New England Patriots.
He sounds like somebody that should be in Guardians of the Galaxy.
His best friend is Mojo Riley. And if you remember last year,
during the Andre the Giant Battle Royal at WrestleMania, the Gronk was there. He got into the ring, and he speared Jinder Mahal. That's who it was. Okay. Yeah, and Mojo won the match with help of Gronk. So there's word now that Gronk is thinking about retirement. He's still young, but he's had a lot of injuries to his legs and to his back especially. He is a huge wrestling fan, and there has been talk that he might try to go to the WWE. That's one of the words. And I imagine Juice is just all kinds of upset because he is a huge Patriots fan.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, they got beat.
Yeah, I was going to say, who got? Aren't they in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, and they got beat.
By the Philadelphia Eagles?
Philadelphia Eagles, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Loved it.
I went over to our neighbor's house. They invited us over to watch the second half of the Super Bowl. And I was like, oh, you guys have hot wings and pepper poppers and soda? Oh, this is great. What are we doing? Oh, we have to have a reason to have this?
Oh, darn, yeah.
So I ended up talking to his father-in-law most of the time and didn't even watch the game. Well, let's talk about the elephant in the room, Ronda Rousey. What's Dave Denton's personal feelings on this? Because, I mean, we got to say personal because, of course, I will remind everybody again that this is a fan show, not a professional opinionated show, right?
It didn't surprise me to the point that you just made, taking the spotlight away from Asuka. But the way they were going to work this event, as things go by, you can understand it a little bit more because now they're setting up a 5 or 6 way elimination chamber match for the women. Mm-hmm. For the championship of the WWE Women Raw Division, and that person will take on Asuka at WrestleMania.
Why did Ronda not come up through NXT? How come she gets special privileges?
Good question. I don't understand. I really don't, because Vince made that statement a few years ago that nobody would come up to the main roster until they went through NXT.
Yeah, because there's been multiple people we've discussed about I said, why are they on, like guys like Rhino and some of those that were in NXT? I was like, why are they in NXT? Why are they not like a guy like Drew McIntyre, you know? Why did they put him back in NXT? He's already been on the main roster.
Yeah. Another rumor going around that Cena, how's it going for WrestleMania? Will be going against The Undertaker. The Undertaker will come back for one more match. That one doesn't hold any interest for me either. I mean,
you know who I'd rather see him take on?
Who?
Walk with Elias.
And I hope they do that.
I hope they do it too.
I love Elias. WWE stands for Walk with Elias.
Dude, he's one of my favorites right now. He's one of my favorites right now on the roster right
yeah.
now.
Did you see what happened on Monday Night Raw last week?
Braun Strowman. So okay, so what's up with that? Why is Braun all of a sudden like not in the feud for the WWE Universal title now?
Well, at the Elimination Chamber, they're going to have Braun Strowman, The Miz, John Cena, although The Miz has to go in first because he lost to John Cena this past Monday, Elias and Bray Wyatt, Finn Balor, and Seth Rollins, all in the Elimination Chamber. I think it's seven people. Six or seven, anyway. Mm-hmm. And the winner will go against Brock Lesnar.
But you didn't say it right. That's better.
Lesnar.
That's better. That's better. Chris would be proud.
Okay.
Chris would be like, Uncle Dave, he didn't even say it right. It's supposed to be Brock Lesnar, not Brock Lesnar. Yeah.
He's going to tell you to start getting on your southern accent again. Yeah.
He's going to tell me to exchange my diapers for Depends.
Yeah, I still like the network, but I basically use it just for the pay-per-view.
That's pretty much same here. Yeah. I wish that they would do highlights or something of SmackDown and Raw on it.
Yeah,
I basically bought Hulu, a subscription to Hulu for Raw, you know, mm-hmm. and it's really weird because it's an hour and a half long, and it's really condensed down, and it doesn't flow very well.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's like go to a commercial break and come back, and you're like, wait a minute, what happened to the last hour?
Yeah. There's a YouTube channel, I don't know how much the WWE really likes when the people do this.
Mm-hmm.
They take the Raw or the SmackDown broadcast, and they'll do it for Impact and stuff, and they'll cut that thing down to 30 minutes, and right in the middle of a sentence, you'll hear an edit cut. And right in the middle of a move, an edit cut. They're just trying to compact it down so you get the basic highlights, and it's on YouTube. I want to tell you this. Have you heard the rumors about Bobby Lashley? Lashley might be coming back to the WWE. Think that there's been talks about him coming and taking on.
Oh, please make it happen. Make it happen.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
That could be a pretty
make
good
it happen. Make it happen. Make
and,
it happen.
And speaking of Impact, a big star from Lucha Underground made his debut this past week. The Machine, Brian Cage.
Oh.
Yeah.
So let's talk for a minute about Impact.
Impact Wrestling.
Or is it TNA?
It's Global. No, it's Impact. It's Impact. Anthem Sports.
Anthem Sports, Impact Wrestling.
Uh-huh. What do you want
now?
The Owl.
How's it doing?
Not good. Ratings are okay, but I was just looking online that they are still having problems paying performers. And if I was a performer, I wouldn't like that at all.
Hmm.
They did make an agreement, a deal with Matt Hardy about the Broken gimmick. And now he owns the Broken gimmick, and evidently the WWE has reached an agreement to buy the Broken footage from TNA Impact.
Really?
Yeah. So that will probably start showing up soon on the network when they do the Woken Matt Hardy gimmick. You know, they'll do some kind of special on that. They're doing, you know, Impact. I like the talent on there. I mean, Eli Drake. Now, he lost to Austin Aries. He's no longer the big champion. Austin Aries is the Impact champion. But Eli Drake is one of my favorites, and he used to wrestle in championship wrestling from Hollywood. Now, you've heard me talk about that a few times. I don't watch it religiously by any means, but I did pick it up the other day, and I think I texted you when I was watching it. They had a match between the Machine, Brian Cage, and the All-American Jack Swagger. That was an awesome big man match. It was incredibly good.
I miss Jack Swagger, dude.
Yeah.
I miss We the People.
Yeah. He still does that.
Does he?
Yeah. I saw them one time. He came out with his wife. They said it was his wife anyway, and they did the We the People.
Really?
And now Jack's going into the world of MMA.
Bobby Lashley smokes Brock Lesnar soon. Eats him for breakfast.
I think so. I think I would be rooting for Bobby Lashley on that one. I'm just never have been a Brock Lesnar. Also, just a couple other quick little things here. John Cena has been all over the place. I mean, he is
bless
going.
Bless his heart.
Bless his little pee-picking heart.
Goodness gracious. He just does a lot of charity, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Last Monday show. He jumped out of the ring for a special needs kit.
He did.
Yeah. So, but he's also going to be the host of the
Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards. Did Chris send you that the video of that? it's John Cena, Mom Cena, Joan Cena.
He channeled his what was it the Eddie Murphy book movie
he has all his family
yeah
his family is in there so.
Oh that's awesome. He plays all of them, huh? Well, he's also writing children's books. John Cena is going to write a series of children's book called Elbow Grease.
Do you want to know what I'm mad about?
What?
Most mad in the entire freaking world.
Tell me, Zane.
John Cena's shoes are only marketed to children. You can't buy an adult set of John Cena shoes.
Really? He only markets them to kids? How did you find that out, pray tell? You tried to buy some for yourself?
And now I don't know what he's doing now that Kmart's pretty much gone out of business because it was an exclusive to Kmart. And trust me, I tried.
Okay. Well, I buy action figures and toys, so what can I say? But you're going to have to get this for Jax.
I will.
It's called Elbow Grease. The first books will be released October the 9th, 2018.
Oh, well, I'm going to look at them.
Mm-hmm. And did you hear about Jason Jordan?
He's hurt.
Yeah, he injured his neck, and he had a neck surgery. It's not known how long he's going to be out. But, man, can you think about what has happened to Seth Rollins? Dean Ambrose is gone. Now Jason Jordan's gone. And now they're trying to put him into WrestleMania or at least into the Elimination Chamber. Every time he gets a partner, they're doing something else. And if he teams up with Roman Reigns, are they going to go tag team or are they still going to do singles?
Well, look at the bright side. At least it wasn't Seth that injured him.
That's true.
Unlike Sting and Finn Balor and every other good competitor that he ever gets in the ring with. No,
I ain't going to bite my tongue.
I know. I should just be quiet because they've all said that it wasn't Seth's fault.
But boy, it's a lot of people have. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Fastlane is coming up, the last one right before
WrestleMania. That's the SmackDown version. That's the SmackDown And we're replaying, version. We're rehashing the Triple Threat, or we don't know that yet, right?
Yeah, we don't. I don't know that for a fact yet.
That brings me to my next question for you. Talk to me about Dolph Ziggler.
He has re-signed with the WWE for, what, $1.5 million that I heard?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be more than enhancement talent. He's going to be helping putting people over, though.
He already was, though.
I know, but for $1.5 million? Uh-huh. I get in there and do it.
I'll get pinned for $1.5 million, he says.
Uh-huh. Watching Monday Night Raw, John Cena was cutting a promo. We do a lot about Cena here, don't we? And Cena, I just picked this up. In the promo, he's talking about WrestleMania, and he's talking about how great a deal WrestleMania is and how this might be his last chance to have a WrestleMania moment this year. He says, Mania can bring back a legend back from the dead. Is that a hint about The Undertaker?
But what kind of a beef does Undertaker have with Cena? It's like, you wrote children's books, and I was in a Scooby-Doo movie, and so therefore...
I know what it is. Because John Cena does not market his shoes to adults.
That's probably what it is.
The Undertaker. You're dead, man.
It's because the American badass wants John Cena's shoes, and he can't get them. Because how can you be an American badass without John Cena's shoes?
Hey, we're talking about everything. We talk about movies. We talk about books. We talk about John Cena not selling his dadgum shoes to adults.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I got to tell you this. So we were cruising around the other day, me and my kid, and he says, I think I'm going to be a garbage truck driver when I grow up. He says, and maybe I'll be a professional wrestler on the weekends. I think I'll do both.
Duke the Dumpster Drosy. That's what we're going to call him. Remember Duke the Dumpster?
No.
You don't remember Duke the Dumpster? No, that was back before the Attitude Era.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when they were doing really crazy characters. Came out with the garbage can and everything. You don't remember him?
I don't.
Oh.
So he's going to be a garbage truck driver and a wrestler on the weekends. I said, you can do anything. This is America. You can do anything you want.
Except when you're an adult, you cannot buy John Cena shoes.
And you can't talk bad about anybody on Facebook because they'll get mad at you and call you names.
Oh.
That segment with Zane about John Cena's shoes is still one of my favorite parts of the entire year. Coming up, Elimination Chamber, Bayley and Banks, Roman's best promo ever, SmackDown Problems. We look into who we think should be considered for the WWE Hall of Fame. And we get ready for the road to WrestleMania, WrestleCon, and more. coming up on Turnbuckle Trash.